This is Prop Points on VSiN, the sports betting network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
What's up? Good afternoon. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson of FantasyPoints.com, the program, per usual, being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen, and a big program forthcoming, if I say so myself. I'm kind of into it because I love the data, I love breaking this down, but during the season, it can get a little unmanageable when you have a full slate of games, but I love how we're chopping it down here. So I believe I've got a lot of great information to pop out here to get through the Wednesday doldrums as we look forward to Wild Card Weekend. We'll catch you up on news and notes here. We've got a couple of injury reports for the Saturday games up already we can explore. And then we'll go into the O-line, D-line matchups. And I spent hours today looking at all the data, and I've got probably too much information, but I've got your best five O-line D-line matchups as it relates to the running games for this weekend and the worst five. So we'll break it all down. We'll talk prop numbers as well, because we want to use this information to fatten our wallets, so to speak, and I'm all about that. We'll also look at the passing games here for Wild Card Weekend in traditional fashion as we look at the wide receiver cornerback matchups. We got a little Nico Collins, going to see a lot of Joey Porter Jr., for example. That is going to be a marquee matchup this weekend. And then we'll take a look at the point totals, kind of an exercise we've done all year. And I think it's helpful. I actually had a guy tweet me, said he watches the show all year, doesn't play props, but he has used the intel on the show for a lot of winning bets in terms of spreads and things like that. So yeah, we're all about football here, trying to break down the matchups as it relates to fantasy and props. The program is always available on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. So make sure you're subscribed to that. And the show continues after I sign off for another season, by the way. We do still have props for basketball, of course, MLB. Basketball props are probably where it's at in February, March, and April. Let's take a look at some news and notes coming down the line. Here it was. I said it yesterday with John Harbaugh. I'm like, I don't have any sources. All I know is I'm observing this team and this coach, and it's like dead man walking. I know there were a lot of people putting out contrarian opinions on Monday, but it happened. The Baltimore Ravens have let John Harbaugh go, and SNY's Connor Hughes already all over it, reporting the Giants are all in on hiring Mr. John Harbaugh. We shall see, but it's a shame because obviously that was a great run, but sometimes you just have a clash, or there's some sort of schism, or there's some sort of problem deep beneath the surface. It sure seems like it was Lamar Jackson at the center of it. The reports is that they're going to look to get Lamar a coach that is Lamar friendly, basically. Raheem Morris now has confirmed head coach interviews the next week with the Cardinals, Giants, and Titans. Good luck with that. I see that Matt Nagy is out there potentially interviewing. Don't do it. That's what I would say if you're an NFL team and you're thinking about hiring Matt Nagy. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I would not hire a crony unless it was a crony of Sean McVay's, because those cronies do well. Do the cronies of Bill Belichick and Andy Reid do well? No, they don't. So I would not go there. The Rams announced with a post on X a couple of days ago, by the way. This is kind of a key piece of information. They activated safety Quentin Lake from IR, officially making his return after a 7-game absence. And he's a 2-time captain. They just re-signed him. He's their nickelback and safety, free safety. So a very important player there. The Giants have now arranged a head coaching interview next week with Mike McCarthy. So Mike McCarthy, John Harbaugh, it's not too bad. McCarthy did a pretty good job with the Cowboys, but, you know, you want a young guy. You want a young offensive guy. And that would be my opinion. If like a Liam Cohen. I mean, look at Liam Cohen. That's what you want. But what do I know? I'm just a fantasy guy. Let's take a look at the injury report here. Devontae Adams gets a full practice in ahead of the wild card matchup. That is obviously big news. Got to feel pretty good about it. Could always aggravate it, but I think they were overly cautious, or maybe not overly cautious, but they were pretty darn cautious shutting him down in some critical games. So the fact that he's back is a good sign. Right guard Kevin Dotson out of practice. We'll see what's up with that. Terrence Ferguson also out of practice. Tyler Higbee limited. I'm sure he'll be limited for the rest of his career. But if he's limited, he goes basically. Had a big game last week. The aforementioned Quentin Lake. And that's about it. Jordan Whittington out of practice. No one cares. He's buried on the depth chart. Panthers, they don't have a ton going on here. They're relatively healthy. Packers, Bears, Javon Bullard, limited, so I'm sure he'll go, but he's been very good. They've been very good in the slot. Weak side linebacker, Adrian Cooper, limited. No big whoop there. Zach Tom at right tackle. Looks like he'll play. My guy, Bo Melton, though, out of practice. Not that they totally need him. He's a corner wide receiver, but I want to see my guy, Bo Melton, out there. Dontavian Wicks, limited in practice. Missed last week. We'll see about that. For the Bears, CJ Gardner-Johnson out of practice, but they activated Kyler Gordon, and he is the starter. That will be the matchup against Jaden Reed. And yeah, that's about it. DJ Moore limited in practice, as was Rome Odunze. You would have to think that they're trending toward a return. Well, we did promote the O-line, D-line matchup. So let's start taking a look at those. And we'll start actually here in the first segment. We'll start with the bad matchups for Wild Card Weekend. I've got the Chargers, who only block up 1.95 yards before contact, up against the Patriots, who pretty generous, giving up 2.12. Now, some conflicting information. It's always a little conflicting with some of the stats and data because these teams are in the playoffs, so they're good. So for the most part, their data should be, pretty good. But New England gives up the ninth most rushing yards, actually, the last 8 weeks, ninth most yards per carry, 11th highest explosive run rate. However, New England gives up the highest success rate on zone runs the last week, the highest in the league, 60.4, and Omarion Hampton's 46.7% success rate on those runs, only 44th. Out of 66 running backs with at least 25 carries the last eight games, 3.73 yards per carry, 48th out of 66. So it's not a great schematic matchup. It's even worse, by the way, for Kamani Vidal. Out of 66 running backs with at least 25 carries the last 8 weeks, Vidal dead last with 1.89 yards per carry on zone runs. Not going to be a big day on the ground for the Chargers. Carolina Panthers, they're coming in next here. They block up 2.13 yards per adjusted yards before contact up against the Rams. Rams give up 13th most rushing yards per game, fifth worst average in terms of yards per carry. So they're getting run on 4.8 yards per carry. They give up the ninth highest explosive run rate in the last eight games. However, they give up 566 rushing yards per game on zone runs out of 66 running backs with 25 or more carries. Rico Dowdle's 3.53 yards per carry on zone runs the last 8 weeks is not good. Not a great schematic matchup there for Rico Dowdle. Rico's 43.4 success rate, only 53rd out of 66. Chuba Hubbard, actually a little bit better. Rico, this is probably why the prop, by the way, is only 45.5. That's pretty low. Next up, Houston up against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh gives up only 120 rushing yards per game, 15th fewest. They have seen 218 carries, the 13th most, 4.42 yards per carry given up, 15th in the league. So they're middling the last eight. 52.8% of the runs they see are zone runs. They give up a healthy 4.75 yards per carry on those runs, sixth most. Unfortunately, Woody Marks is 3.02 yards per carry on zone runs the last 8 weeks, 61st out of 66 running backs. So not the greatest schematic matchup. I was kicking around the 55.5 number on Woodrow because I do think he'll get volume, but he's probably going to have to really like slug it along here at like 3.7 yards per carry or something like that. And then the last of the five worst O-line, D-line matchups here, San Fran, they block up 1.85. They're up against the Eagles. They give up only 1.81. CMC's 71% success rate on zone runs, though, eighth best out of 66, 412 yards on the zone runs. That is fifth most. And the Eagles give up 4.74 yards per carry, seventh most the last 8 weeks on zone concept runs. So it actually is a pretty solid schematic matchup there for Mr. Christian McCaffrey. When we return, we'll get positive with it. We'll take a look at the best matchups. These are the matchups that we're definitely looking to play overs. So hang for that. But first, football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. Right now, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Don't wait. Spend $129. Get 2 pounds of wings and save 50% off site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase required. See site for details. We'll take a look at those O-line, D-line matchups, the good ones, coming at you next here on a Wednesday edition of Prop Points. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you'll get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
Watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Wednesday edition of Prop Points barrels on here on VSiN. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Hansen. Like I said earlier in the broadcast here, I spent a lot of hours. I was thinking, man, I really need to contact those people in Sweden about the cloning because I could be a lot better if I could get cloned. Only so many hours in the day. But with the playoffs upon us, we're down from potentially 16 games to 6. Then it's even less. So more time equals deeper analysis. And let's take a look at the five best O-line, D-line matchups for wildcard weekend as it relates to the running games. Let's be honest here. And as it relates to the prop world, how can we profit off of this data? Basically, well, the best matchup is a prop that we're already in on. It was yesterday's best bet, Kyren Williams, over 65.5. I don't believe the number's budged. Definitely hasn't as of this morning. So we're still there at 65.5. The Rams block up 2.62 yards, adjusted yards before contact. That's a big number. The Panthers give up 2.36, also a big number. Over the last 5 weeks, Carolina gives up the fifth most rushing yards per game, the eighth highest explosive run percentage, the 12th worst success rate. In other words, they're the 12th worst in terms of stopping success. Fifth lowest stuff run percentage. Fifth, they give up the fifth most missed tackles forced per attempt. That's a tongue twister, missed tackles forced per attempt. And they also give up the ninth most rushing yards per game, on zone concept runs over the last 8 weeks. This is, I expanded out my criteria a little bit, thinking, oh, you know what? Let's go half a season, second half of the season for a really strong sample size. This way we're in less danger of like a spike week kind of skewing the numbers. But they give up the ninth most on those zone concept runs, 527. And 57% of the runs they see are zone concept runs. Kyren has the 15th best success rate on those runs the last 8 weeks, 15 out of 66, 61.5%. They give up the sixth most rushing yards on zone runs, 389. They have been a little bit worse on the man gap runs, which is probably better for Blake Corum, but Kyren also has the fourth best success rate on man gap runs the last 8 weeks at 74.4. So they're running on the Panthers. I mean, that's it. You know, I've checked the weather already. It's not going to be bad. It's going to be in the 60s. So we're fine there weather-wise. You know, the Rams outdoors. What are they, 10-point favorites? I think Kyren Williams is going to eat in this game. Maybe even Corum too. Kyren Williams, 65.5. And Blake Corum's not that far behind, 42.5. But still, Kyren has the better schematic matchup overall. And, you know, he's still the starter. Next up, Chicago Bears up against the Green Bay Packers. Chicago blocking up. They're good O-line. They're blocking up 2.47 yards before contact. Green Bay giving up 2.30. Probably doesn't help that they lost Micah Parsons. Green Bay gives up the most rushing yards per game the last 8 weeks. Let's start there. 1175. A lot of that was Derrick Henry, of course. They give up the second most carries over the last 8 weeks. 13th worst yards per carry given up over the last 8 weeks. 4.50 yards per carry. They have given up the most rushing yards per game on zone runs the last 8 weeks. 692. And the third most rushing attempts on those runs. Third most zone runs facing that they've faced. They give up the fourth most yards per carry at 5.13 against zone runs, just 3.73 on man gap runs. That's the 13th fewest. That is good news for DeAndre Swift. So they're giving up just 3.73 yards per carry on man gap runs, 13th fewest, but the fourth most on zone runs, 5.13. DeAndre Swift's 5.89 yards per carry on zone runs the last 8 weeks, seventh best out of 66 running backs with at least 25 carries. 74% of Swift's runs are on zone concept runs, fourth most, and he has the fourth best success rate on those runs, 66.3% the last 8 weeks. Meanwhile, Kyle Manungai, his 44% success rate on zone runs, 52nd out of 66. So it is a very good schematic matchup for DeAndre Swift. Question is, do we trust him? 59.5. I think I might trust the Kyle Manungai under a little bit more than that, because that's 45.5. I still have some more time to think about that. I don't have an official pick in that game. I do have a best bet, though, that I will be popping out at the end of the program. Next up, Buffalo Bills, which is a little surprising because Jacksonville gives up, they're pretty good against the run. They give up 1.99 adjusted yards before contact. Bills, though, the strength here is their line. They block it up well. They're blocking up 2.64 adjusted yards before initial contact. Here's some of the data points here. Jags give up the fewest rushing yards per game the last 8 weeks, 78.8. They give up the eighth fewest rushing yards per game the last, yards per carry last 8 weeks, 3.80. Third lowest explosive run percentage given up the last 8 weeks. However, they give up 4.56 yards per carry on zone runs, 14th most, 51.5% success rate, ninth highest, compared to just 2.98 yards per carry on man and gap runs. 54% of James Cook's runs are on zone runs. Cook has ninth most rushing yards per game on those zone runs the last 8 weeks at 3.45, and the 18th best yards per carry average at 4.93. So I'm going to consider it, you know, 79.5 is the number. on DraftKings for James Cook. It's kind of a lower number. I think it's been lower just a tad based on this matchup. But as we've outlined here, it's a pretty good schematic matchup. Green Bay at Chicago or versus Chicago. Yeah, it is at Chicago. They only block up 1.89, which is not that great, but the Bears give up a lot, 2.68 yards after contact, yards before contact, sorry. The Bears give up the sixth most rushing yards per game, the last eight, 1,069. They give up the fourth worst yards per carry average in that span, 4.82 yards per carry. They've given up the 12th highest explosive run rate, 5%. They've given up the 12th most yards per game on man gap runs, 4.52 yards per carry, and the 11th most on zone runs, 4.62 yards per carry. So they're kind of suspect against both types of runs. 58.3% of Jacobson's carries, the last eight are on zone runs, and he's averaging a so-so 4.31 yards per carry on those zone runs. But also, he's been hurt. So, you know, maybe you bump that up to like a 4.5 if he wasn't banged up. The number on Jacobs, 72.5, that's a little too close for comfort. So I'm not going to touch that one. But the next one intrigues me more. Philadelphia Eagles, they're blocking up 2.19 adjusted yards before contact up against the Niners, giving up 2.33. San Fran gives up 727 rushing yards in their last eight. That is the fifth fewest, but 4.57 yards per carry on all runs. That is 12th most over the last 8 weeks. San Fran gives up the third highest explosive run percentage, which is notable because Saquon Barkley is Mr. Explosive Runs. They give up 5.45 yards per carry on zone runs, second most the last 5 weeks, compared to only 3.85 on man gap runs, 12th fewest. Barkley's the last 8 weeks, 364 rushing yards on zone runs. That is the seventh most, 15th best success rate on zone runs out of 66 running backs with at least 25 carries. And then he's got 4.61 yards per carry on zone runs compared to 3.8 on man gap runs. Number is 80.5 for Barkley. That's not too shabby. For Saquon Barkley, we'll be seriously considering that as well. And when we return, we will continue with the data. We'll be seriously looking at the notable wide receiver corner matchups here for Wild Card Weekend. But first, head into the new year with a smarter betting strategy powered by VSiN Pro. Join VSiN Pro and get instant access to everything you need to make informed bets every day. Sign up now and get daily best bets from VSiN hosts and guests, real-time DraftKings and circuit betting splits, AI-powered prop tools and matchup analysis, 24/7 video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app, plus expert picks and prop data throughout the NFL and college football playoffs. Get started today for just $9.99 or save 50% with an annual plan. Start betting smarter today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Wide receiver corner matchups for Wild Card Weekend coming at you next on a Wednesday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Wednesday edition of Prop Points continues here on VSiN. What's happening? I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com and Fantasy Points Data, and I've got data at the yin-yang. Ahead of the Wild Card Weekend, we're looking at wide receiver corner matchups here in this segment. And I'm excited because the first one here on the good is very, very intriguing. And I am just going to project right now that my guy, Ricky Pearsall, will return. He missed last week. You know, if it's not Ricky, then it'll be Kendrick Bourne. But we're talking playoffs here. So you got to, you know, maybe they held him out last week in preparation of the playoffs thinking, you know, maybe we can squeak out a win without him and we'll probably be better off in the playoffs so he can get another week to rest. But based on the alignment numbers, he's going to get the matchup that you want up against Adoree Jackson more often than not. Adoree Jackson giving up 0.32 fantasy points per route run. It's also a pretty good schematic matchup for Ricky. Eagles deploy cover three, cover six half the time. He averages a rock solid 2.18 yards per route run on 120 routes against those coverages. So yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that. The slot receiver will often have to worry about Cooper DeJean. The left wide receiver, which is Juwan Jennings, will often see Quinyon Mitchell. And if they really want to shadow someone with Mitchell, they can do that. Well, they do. It's like a zone defense, but it's kind of like man. But more often than not, Ricky's going to get this good matchup. And I'm going to say Ricky and George Kittle, well, you know, McCaffrey too, but that would give them a puncher's chance, as far as I'm concerned, if Ricky can make a big play or two on Adoree Jackson. Next up, Tet McMillan. He'll see a lot of Emmanuel Forbes, the former number one pick of the DC Commanders, who was a bust, but he's not bad now. It just goes to show coaching. But he does give up a pretty healthy 0.31 fantasy points per route run. So it's not like that. We're not talking about Pat Surtain or anything like that over here. And the Rams run cover three, cover two, 52% of the time, and that's a good schematic matchup for Tet McMillan. 2.40 yards per route run, 0.24 targets per route run. That's decent, like say a little bit higher, but you would think that the Panthers will be playing from behind. So I think Tet McMillan probably has blow up potential. You know, I could see this being like a six catch game for like a buck 15 and a tutty as they play from behind. AJ Brown comes in next here, third positive matchup, the good ones, as we're counting down right now. He'll see a lot of Renardo Green, who gives up a fairly generous 0.29 fantasy points per route run, but it's also a good schematic matchup for Brown. As the data's kind of shifted with Brown a little bit this year, he's been Mr. Man Beater, but he's almost had to get better against zone, which he has, up against cover three, cover four, which they run 59.3% of the time. He averages a very solid 2.31 yards per route run. Next up, Puka Nacua. Crushing numbers here. He'll see Mike Jackson more than J.C. Horn based on the schematics of it all. I did not list Devontae Adams as a bad matchup, but it's not great because that's J.C. Horn is a badass dude, but Mike Jackson's pretty good, you know, but certainly not a shutdown guy. Gives up 0.26 fantasy points per route run, but they run cover three at the highest rate, 41%, and Puka absolutely shreds it. 4.99 yards per route run. To put that into perspective, so he's at 5 yards per route run against cover three. If he were at two, that'd be outstanding. So you cut it in half and you're still elite. That's crazy. Next up, Christian Watson, who I saw a data point from our guy, Ryan Heath. I believe Christian Watson finished the season fourth in yards per route run in all of football. That's balling right there. But he'll see a lot of Jalen Johnson, who I don't get. It's a little bit of a different scheme than in years past, because there was a time where Jalen Johnson, like, you just don't throw there. He's usually on the right side of the defense. Like, yeah, we're not even going to throw there because the guy kind of is a shutdown guy, but not as much this year. Not that he's getting burned. He's given up 0.23 fantasy points per route run. But basically, my point is I'm no longer afraid about seeing a lot of Jalen Johnson, and it's not exclusive either. We're not talking shadow coverage here. We're talking, you know, 55% of the time, something like that. The Bears run cover three and cover two, 51% of the time. Watson crushes that, 2.61 yards per route run. He also had a big game in week 14. He had four grabs for 89 and two tutties. He didn't do as much in week 16, but that was a game that Jordan Love left early. So looking good here, Christian Watson. Scaring me a little bit because I took the Bears. But let's get into the negative Nelly matchups here for Wild Card Weekend. We'll start with Quentin Johnston. I mean, I kind of like quit trying to analyze Quentin Johnston. It's impossible because he's Mr. Boomer Bust. But anywho, this week, I guess it is possible because he's going to see a lot of Christian Gonzalez. And that's not a good individual matchup for Johnston. Gonzalez is a very sizable corner who matches up pretty well. It is a pretty good schematic matchup, though. He gets 1.97 yards per route run against cover three and cover one. Not too shabby. But again, I would give edge to Christian Gonzalez there. Next up, DK Metcalf. He is back, and he gets a pretty nasty matchup. Now, Kamari Lassiter missed last week, so he is a little bit banged up. And it is a pretty good schematic matchup, as DK averages 2.38 yards per round against cover three and cover four, which they run about 54% of the time. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have much time to throw. They're going to be smothering. So no way. I'd rather quit than playing over on DK Metcalf. So the question is, am I going to play an under? I will be deliberating on that one over the next 48 hours. Brian Thomas Jr. comes up next. Give him a shout out for going over the prop we liked last week. I was a little ballsy considering his shaky body of work this year, but I was feeling it. Not feeling this, though, because based on the alignment numbers, he'll see a lot of Christian Benford, who is their best corner, their most sizable corner, the closest thing they have to a shutdown corner. He gives up 0.20 fantasy points per round. I'm not going to see him exclusively because they're zone heavy, you know, so guys can move all around, but not the best schematic matchup as well for BTJ. Bills run the fourth highest rate of two high safeties, and he's only at 1.54 yards per route run against the shell. That is not great. Speaking of not great, there he is, Juwan Jennings. Going to see a lot of Quinyon Mitchell, man, and that's not good. Quinyon Mitchell gives up 0.18 fantasy points per route run, and it's not a good schematic matchup for Juwan Jennings. Eagles run cover three, cover six, 50% of the time, and he only averages 1.48 yards per route run. Not going to be exclusive. You know, you can always look like a jackass when you pop out this type of analysis. Quinyon Mitchell can shut his ass down for 95% of the snaps, but then Jennings scores or a touchdown, and you're like, ah, screwed that one up. Not really. You know, we can't control like one or two plays, but over the course of a whole game, it's a nasty matchup for Juwan Jennings. And then last but not least, speaking of nasty matchups, it's not that bad, but it is by the numbers, because Joey Porter Jr., one of the stingiest corners in the league, he only gives up 0.14 fantasy points per route run. Let's compare that to Adoree Jackson. He gives up 0.32, so way more. What's that, triple? The Steelers deploy cover three and cover one 55.8% of the time. He does average a very fat 3.19 yards per route run against those coverages. But, you know, there is not a bad schematic matchup for Nico Collins. That's the thing. Like, so, because he's that good, he beats everything. But this is a pretty tough individual matchup up against Joey Porter. Well, last thing we have to do is go through the point spreads and the total, not the spreads per se. We don't even go there. The show is called Prop Points. Seems to me that this has been an absolute farcical season in terms of properly handicapping the spreads. I don't even know. It's not my wheelhouse. I'm not into it, but I do have plenty of insight on these totals and why they are as such. We've got Buffalo at Jacksonville there at the top of the list. I've got some schematic data and some insights as well. And I will pop out at the very end of the program another best bet. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm telling you right now, we're like 12-0 on these early best bets over the last month or so. And I'm even taking an under as well. So hang for that here in the final segment of Pop Points on Visa.
Yo, to Watching Prop Points with the Guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment on this Wednesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I will be popping out another early best bet, and this one is a real early one. I wanted to come up with one today that I had, you know, the most confidence in based on, you know, the amount of research I've done up until this point. And it just so happens that I'm going to pop out a best bet for Monday's game. It's in the Steelers-Texans game, but we won't be making any of the prop picks tomorrow for those games. We'll save that for Monday. Sometimes we should go in a little earlier, but I do like having, you know, on a Monday, on a game day, looking at it in terms of, all right, here's today's prices. So we'll do that. Maybe it'll work out in our favor. Maybe it won't. But we do have that best bet that will pop out at the end of the program. It is a running back prop, FYI. And if you missed the first two segments of the program, data out the yin-yang here today. I don't know why I like saying yin-yang, but we do have data at the yin yang, and we talked about the data points on the running backs. It's five good matchups, five bad. Check out the show on demand if you miss any of that, but we will also be popping out the points related to that prop. But we, on a Wednesday in the final segment, all year we've done this. We take a look at the totals. We try and ascertain what the hell they mean and go from there. So let's start highest to lowest. Now, this one, our producer Michael Cohen has just informed me that it's been bet down 1 point. It was 52.5 Bills Jags. Now it's 51.5. Big number, big number. But looking here, and you know, one takeaway is almost all the schematic data for the players this weekend, you know, it's pretty good. Why? Because they're good. The players are good. That's why they're in the playoffs. So, you know, take that, you know, under consideration. But the Jags run cover three and cover six 53% of the time. That's a good schematic matchup for Josh Allen. 8.90 YPA. Of course, Jacksonville hasn't allowed a quarterback to account for multiple touchdowns since week 10. Of course, they've played some real scrubs, like Brady Cook. No offense, no disrespect. The Bills deploy the fourth highest rate of two high safeties. Trevor Lawrence, it's good. You know, 7.43 yards per route run, or yards per attempt, sorry. Could be a little bit better, but 5% completion rate over expectation. So it's fine. The Bills haven't allowed, though, more than 157 passing yards and a touchdown in four straight games. But, you know, we do have Drake May there and Jalen Hurts, but that's also Brady Cook and Shedeur Sanders. So I think the number's big because of they're expecting the Jags to produce in a running game, quite frankly. And the Bills just had to put the D tackle. He's out, right? Harrison Phillips, I believe he's out. So that doesn't help. Next up, Rams Panthers at 46.5. That is the second highest total on the board. That's a little surprising. It is a, you know, they are familiar with one another. They played recently, but it's a little surprising with the Panther offense being kind of lame. But I can tell you, I can give you a hint why. The Rams run cover three and cover two 52% of the time. And Bryce Young is at a workable 6.86 YPA. Basically, the threshold is seven. It'd been bumped up, you know, maybe 10 years ago. I would say like 7.5 is good. But now, you know, seven. If you're at seven, that's good. And he's just under seven. 15 carries as well for 105 yards and a rushing touchdown. LA allows the 13th most passing yards per game. And they have given up multiple passing touchdowns in five of their last six games. So that would explain it. And Bryce Young back in week 13, now he only threw for 206 yards, but he also had a 10.3 YPA. So what do we get out of that? Bryce Young will probably have a modicum of success. We already talked about the bad schematic matchup for Rico Dowdle. And we also talked about the good schematic matchup for Tet McMillan. So there it is. We're probably going to take a Tet McMillan over, FYI. Next up, Chargers, Patriots, 46.5. The Patriots run cover three and cover one 52% of the time. And Justin Herbert averages 7.43 YPA. That's pretty good. Patriots have allowed multiple passing touchdowns just once, though, in their last seven games. So this total is, 46.5. It's not good. It's not great, but it's certainly not bad. I mean, it's honestly, it's solid. Chargers run cover three and cover four 54% of the time. Drake May, of course, he's awesome. So everything's good. Every shell looks pretty good. He's at 9.12 YPA against those coverages. Chargers have allowed 242/2 in at least in back-to-back games against Stroud and Dak Prescott. They rested some key players last week. And we also already told you, not the greatest matchup there for Quentin Johnston individually. Not the greatest schematic matchup for the running game, which tells me that New England is going to have a pretty good day offensively. I'm not sure if it's going to come from the pass or the run, but that's what I would say. Packers, Bears next up, 45.5, nice and middling. So you can really, it's not a high total. It's not a low total. It's right there in the middle. Bears deploy cover three, cover two. At a 51% clip, Jordan Love, 8.06 YPA. He runs a little bit, pretty solid. Pretty good schematic matchup there for Watson as well, as we mentioned, 2.61 yards per route run. Packers deploy the second highest rate of zone coverage. Caleb Williams, much improved, 7.96 YPA, yards per attempt, against zone. Caleb had two good games here. So, I mean, we might go over here. He had 256/2 passing in week 14 and 250/2 with 3/30 rushing just a couple of weeks ago in week 16. 49ers, Eagles, second to lowest total on the board. Eagles run cover three and cover six 50% of the time. It's pretty good schematic matchup there for Purdy. Once again, they're all pretty good for Purdy. He's balling all year, 8.52 YPA. Eagles have allowed multiple passing touchdowns, though, just three times this season and once in their last 13 games. Niners run cover three and cover four 59% of the time. Hurts is at 7.19 YPA. Good, not great. Niners allowed two passing touchdowns to quarterbacks in three straight games. Before last week, Darnold didn't have to, but we've made a big deal out of it. No pass rush whatsoever. So yeah, this tells me we'll probably get a big Saquon game and a lot of running, to where we're not getting a ton of explosive plays in the passing game, because this is a pretty low total here considering the potency of the Niners offense. And then no surprise here whatsoever, the lowest total on the board, pathetically under 40 points. Thanks for nothing, Aaron Rodgers. 39.5, we're not going to get much. Steelers run cover three and cover one at a 55.8% clip. And Mr. C.J. Stroud, by the way, averages 8.05 YPA. So pretty good schematic matchup there. But on the other side, Texans run cover three and cover four 54% of the time. And Rodgers averages a mediocre 6.17 YPA. So mediocre Mike Tomlin, that's my new nickname for him. If you want to be mediocre, go about 9-7, 8-8, hire Mike Tomlin. And then sign a bunch of old guys like the Steelers did this year. They will not emerge victorious this week. And the best bet for this game will pop out now, and it's the best bet for today. It is, actually, let me remind you, Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Ben Stevens coming up at the top of the hour on today's show. Kendall Valenzuela has some prop bets for the wild card weekend, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern, then VSiN Primetime, Matt Brown and Mike Somich at 7 p.m. Eastern. My best bet is Mr. Kenny Gainwell, a.k.a. Kenneth Gainwell, under 30.5 rushing yards. We all know he's Mr. Receiver. Houston's given up 3.85 yards per carry, given up on zone runs the last last 8 weeks. That is the seventh fewest. Houston has given up a 40.7% success rate on zone runs. That is the lowest in the league the last eight games. 63% of Gainwell's runs are on zone concept runs, 16th highest percentage. He's at 4.49 yards per carry on those runs, but that's only 30th out of 66. It's a better matchup for Jalen Warren. So I think that Gainwell's contributions will be minimal in the running game, and he'll be a glorified slot receiver. So he'll go under 30.5 rushing yards. Good luck with that play and more. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.